Station 10, current bodies. Homer Watson Park certainly feels a lot more natural than the industrial sightlines along Cortland Avenue and Manitou Drive. The forest preserve backs away from the percussive noise of traffic, the red light, green light pulse of brake compression and engine throttling. And beginning here, finally, Schneider Creek regains a more natural meander. But what is nature exactly? Western culture has tended to define ourselves, humans, as separate from nature. Humans build up villages, towns, cities, and all our associated paraphernalia, cars, Keurigs, and ice cream cones, expressly by turning natural materials into human culture. But many of us are coming to terms with the fact that the old binary of nature, culture, doesn't hold water. I quite like Immanuel Kutsch's definition of nature, from the Latin verb nasci, to be born. Nature, he says, is the collection of all things that have to be born in order to exist. And crucially, that act of being born is no sudden arrival out of nothing. Everything born has borrowed matter that was already alive, has made use of a life that was already living. Literally every living being born, writes Kutcher, inherited the life of others, or rather, had to recycle the flesh of others. We are all together very young and very ancient. We are stardust, sings Joni Mitchell. The creek was born years ago, after the last glaciation. It is altogether very young and very ancient, too. As are the animals who live here, as is this forest. These stands of trees caught Homer Watson's painter's eye and heart and hand in the late 19th century. Watson was the highly celebrated Canadian landscape painter from Dune, who came before the Group of Seven. He was born in 1853 and died in 1936, and during his 60-year career, Watson often walked the Grand River Valley, sketching en plein air and returning to his studio at the mouth of Schneider Creek to paint. Canada's Constable, Oscar Wilde called him. Watson could paint tree bark in his winter scenes with such veracity that his viewers could identify oak from maple, from walnut, from ash, from beech. For Watson, a devoted 19th century spiritualist, the light of nature shone through trees. Wood was a gift that gave humans shelter, warmth, and fuel. He understood how trees foretold soil quality and supported all manner of human activity, from barrels and wagons to cedar rail fences and homes. Red-headed woodpecker. Given the crucial importance of trees to human life, Watson was alarmed to see that the trees were fast disappearing in the scorched earth campaign of rapid tree felling and stump burning that supported European settlement. According to Watson's biographer, Gerald Noonan, the agricultural frontier of this region was then moving at 70 miles a decade. 7 to 8 miles of timber country each year was turned into farmland.
American badger.
In other words, it took just 25 years to convert a series of early tree-trapping settlements into a township in which it would be necessary to import wood for fuel.
Heron.
Watson was particularly horrified by the rapid destruction of old-growth forest in Waterloo Township during his lifetime.
Chickadee.
His grandfather and uncle had owned a lumber mill in Dune that ran itself out of operation. The mill having devoured itself by devouring all the trees.
Redwing, blackbird.
And so when Cressman's Woods went up for sale on a timber contract, Watson organized a conservationist group to purchase the forest tract. Eventually, the city took ownership. And because of his foresight, the woods remain today as Homer Watson Park. Watson is a complicated figure, to be sure. He envisioned a new Canadian art tradition refining, quote, an uncouth land. He saw the painterly arts as a means of elevating the ruggedness of early pioneer life to something more genteel, a more romantic vision of the landscape.
Cerulean.
But for all the capital R romanticism of Watson's vision of this landscape, certain repeated phrasings from his letters and writings ring deeply true today.
Chimney sweep.
Of all the living beings who have been born of nature, Watson called us the great family of the all alike. It's a lovely turn of phrase. It sounds both very young and very ancient.
Eastern Meadow.
The great family of the all alike.
Northern Map Turtle. Muskrat. Henslow Sparrow. Least Bittern.